Major financial donations are supporting an effort to raise the state's minimum wage. A snapshot of testing completed on some cannabis products and a new way to keep an endangered tribal language alive. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Monday, August 5th. I'm Deborah Ashar. A campaign to raise the state's minimum wage is getting significant financial support. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Anusha Fathepure reports the campaign received nearly $2 million in donations for the first half of this year.
The campaign, Yes on 832, Raise the Wage Oklahoma, received thousands of dollars in support from various philanthropic and political organizations. Tulsa-based philanthropists made some of the biggest contributions, including $400,000 from the Tulsa Community Foundation and $375,000 from Lynn Schusterman. Yes on 835 also received funding from the Hope Will Fund and Oklahoma Decides, two organizations with ties to the Democratic Party. The National Association of Letter Carriers, Branch 458, and the National Education Association made smaller contributions as well. The petition is now awaiting the Oklahoma Secretary of State certification before appearing on a future ballot. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anusha Fathepure.
A cannabis testing lab found mold in yeast in pre-roll, exceeding the limit set for certain types of grow batches. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Anna Pope reports the lab visited three dispensaries and tested 15 pre-rolls.
A Havard Industries testing effort found 14 out of 15 pre-rolls from the dispensaries exceeded the amount of mold and yeast limit. Jeffrey Havard is the lab's manager. He says the Oklahoma Medical Marijuana Authority has changed its testing for microbials over the years for certain types of pre-rolls.
And so this allowed a lot of products to go on the shelf that would have been failing, but now, you know, that we weren't monitoring for those particular failures. So
different medical marijuana batches are tested differently. The authorities' officials say it is important to keep in mind mold and yeast testing is looking for living things at a specific time. Authority officials say they are in the midst of re-examining microbial testing guidelines. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anna Pope.
The Tulsa International Airport broke ground on a new control tower Friday. The tower will replace the current one that has been in use since the 1950s. The new tower will be taller and meet current FAA standards. Construction on the $112 million project will start later this month. The tower is expected to be operational by December 2026. High schoolers in a Southwest Oklahoma school district now have the option to enroll in a Kiowa language class. As Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Sarah Lisi reports, this means preserving an endangered language and building a stronger community.
That's the sound of Kiowa leaders and Lawton educators celebrating the launch of a new language class beginning this fall. Aonma works in the Kiowa Education Agency and helped make this dream a reality. She says the new Kiowa language class is not mandatory for high school students in Lawton, but it can still leave a lasting impact.
We want people to have a better understanding of their neighbors. If they work in the medical field, you know, the patients that they're providing service to and things like that, it just really serves them well.
Aonma says learning a new language can create a new worldview, which in turn cultivates a more united community. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sarah Lisi.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Ashar.
New from the Embedded podcast. Female athletes have always needed grit and talent. But for decades, they've also needed a certificate.
There was chit-chat about, is that really a woman?
And even now, they're still being checked and questioned. Their story is the newest series from CBC and NPR's Embedded. It's called Tested. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.